What do you want me to say? Hi, we just done a park run at Cambridge, Milton Park. And so did my friend Jess from work. 5K. So it was one kilometre loop, then two big 2 kilometre loops. And we did it in, well, I've got about 27, 22. So Louise's PB is 26, 45. But last week she did 28 and what? 28?
43.
43. So we beat last week by a bit, but we didn't go quite as fast as the PB. But there's potential there, I think. She had a bit of a 400 metres ago, she sprinted really fast. And then when she realised it was quite far till the end, she slowed down. But I think, yeah, it was good. Nice little country park, and we had a cup of tea afterwards and a bit of a little brownie because this lady, it was her 100th park run. That was pretty good going. Yeah, now you can say something.
How was guiding this compared to last time?
Yeah, it was good. I think I was pulling you a bit more this time. I think you were within yourself last time a bit more. I was pulling you. And I was pulling you a bit more today, and we got like 5.25s and 5.40s for the Ks, whereas last time we were more like 6 minutes, so we're a bit faster. I think you've got potential. I think it's harder because you can't see, because I think your legs could stride out a bit more than I think you would probably. Well, I think you can break take off. And I think next target might be to get under 27, would it be?
Yeah.
That may be the next target. That course was good because it was all off-road, and I like off-road running. And
it was windy though, wasn't it?
It was quite windy. There was a few little bridges, but it was...
And there was one that bit down bit. Even though you told me it was coming, my stomach still went down.
Oh, yeah, it was a little slope down. But that was... Wimpole's apparently got a hill in it, so that one's going to be better than Wimpole. It's quite good. You get... It was quite a way in the car. I had to go on the motorway to get here. It was 11 miles, but we could go around Cambridge. I just don't really know which way to get around.
And we went past the Travel Lodge where your parents stayed last weekend.
We did, yeah. We went past the Travel Lodge and on the A14. And
we met Jess, didn't we?
Yeah, which was nice because she's a girl from work.
Did you know she was coming?
She said to me yesterday she might do it, yeah. And she's a nice, friendly girl. She's a lot younger than me. She's only about 23. But she's really nice and she's a good runner. I think she's probably a bit better. But we'd be similar.
But she was 85.
She was 85, yeah.
And we were 210 out of 285.
Yeah, that was it. So I think we did quite well. 210 out of 285. So there's still 75 people behind us, which is quite... It's quite good going, that, isn't it, Lee?
But those kids beat us, never mind.
Well, never mind, but...
Anyway, we're going to go home now for...
Home for a shower.
Yes.
A little bit of a rest, and then we've got egg sandwiches for lunch. Maybe.
Maybe. That brownie was very sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very sweet. Yeah, we just
and we saw a dog.
Saw a dog, and Lisa, is it a dog or a child?
Well, it sat by my feet. I didn't want to start touching it if it was a child.
And then, what else? Oh, we might text Ellen's gran when we get home just to say hi, because she'll be coming to our relax later.
What did you pass that you said your mum might like?
Oh, some like wooden like vegetable boxy type things that she'd like. Could have bought one and put it in the car. Maybe I should have done that and left it at North Allerton for her. We'll do it next time.
What did they have in them? Just to play nothing?
Nothing, yeah. You can put your vegetables in. She probably would like it, actually. Maybe she'll get one and put it in the car.
Maybe you should.
Take it back to North Allerton. Yeah. And then leave it at North Allerton and say, happy, you would like this, Mum. Do you think we should do that?
Yeah, I think we should.
Should we go and get one?
Yeah, because you like them. You said it straight away as soon as we saw them, your mum would like them. Didn't you?
Yeah. Should we go get one?
I think we should.
Let's go get one. All right. See ya.
We nearly said goodbye. It's hard to stop it when we're midway through. Is it still ticking round?
So, yeah, it's still recording.
All right.
And, like, the boxes that are
there. That's cool. Yeah. So, do you know, like, because I'm just looking, some of them have got, like, a bit of a gap in the bottom.
Yeah, that's obviously for drainage. And all I want you to do, if you do take one, is put a couple of sheets of newspaper in the bottom, not a plastic bag, and that'll keep the compost from falling through the bottom.
All right, that's what I was wondering.
And when the newspaper does rot down eventually, it will actually feed the plant. The plastic bag will never feed nothing.
All right, I see. Okay. I was going to get one for my mum, so it's for plants. Or vegetables?
You can do whatever you like. Yeah, if you're going to have it for plants, you need something about that sort of depth, because otherwise it dries out too quick.
Yeah.
There's a couple over there, small ones over there. You pick whichever you like.
And what about vegetables?
Yeah, if you want vegetables, then you need to go for a little bigger one like this. I mean, I grow French beans.